French filmmaker Claire Denis has been making movies for more than 30 years, and for most of that time, they've been scored by an alternative British band called Tindersticks. Their latest collaboration is called High Life. It's an outer space fable, and it's also Denis' first film in English. Tim Grieving reports that the movie is finally bringing the filmmaker and her collaborators some mainstream love.
In the summer of 1995, Claire Denis had just written the script for Nanette and Bonnie, a coming-of-age film about a brother and sister, and she wanted to use a song called My Sister by Tindersticks.
Because I've been writing the script, listening to my sister every day.
You remember my sister? How many mistakes did she make with those never-blinking eyes?
So Denis went to see Tindersticks at a concert in Paris, and she found bandleader Stuart Staples backstage after the show.
And Stuart tell me, it's so sad to give you the right to use a song. Let's do the complete score. Let's share more.
She burned down the house when she was 10. I was away camping with the scout. The fireman said she'd been smoking in bed. The old story, I tell you.
The musicians had never done a film score before, says Stuart Staples, who co-founded Tindersticks in 1991 out of a band called Asphalt Ribbons with keyboard player David Bolter.
When we were young, we had kind of film scoring pretensions, I suppose. And when I first met David in the band, this was in Nottingham in the mid-80s, he had reference points like John Barry, and I think David kind of educated us about film music.
But actually exchanging ideas with filmmaker Claire Denis proved to be a challenge at first.
Stuart comes from the north of England, and my English, because I'm French, he could not understand. So for years, we kept talking to each other, saying yes, yes, oh yes, yes, yes. We were, like, understanding each other without words.
Their Morse code worked. Staples and his bandmates have scored 8 of Denis' films, from the sort of vampire story Trouble Every Day to the romance Let the Sunshine In. Music is a perfect match for the mood of Denis' films, says Oscar-winning Moonlight director Barry Jenkins, who's a big fan of the Denis-Tindersticks collaboration.
There's this depiction of Claire as this very austere, cold, art house director who makes these very quiet films, and yet her films have very lush, very rich, very involved scores. But the scores work because they're not trying to tell you what to feel, they're amplifying the feeling the characters are already exhibiting.
The music is not there to emphasize emotional stuff, you know? Music is there to be like another voice in the film.
The original Tindersticks broke up in 2006, but Stuart Staples kept scoring Denis' films. Their latest collaboration, High Life, is a grim story set on board a spacecraft full of criminals who are part of an experiment. Robert Pattinson plays one of them, who's raising his infant daughter on the ship. Composer Stuart Staples says he started imagining enclosed spaces, and that was his jumping-off point for the score. He brought musicians into his studio and tried to capture their instruments reverberating in that space.
I was also interested in this idea of kind of a random music, music that is not composed.
There is a composed song, however, that Robert Pattinson's character sings to his daughter.
Willow, where are you hiding now?
Pattinson has sung in films before, but this time he channeled his inner Stuart Staples.
Literally, I would get Stuart to sing each line just before I sang it, and I would try my best to imitate his Midlands accent.
Willow, do you walk across the sand?
I remember recognize Stuart in that song, you know?
Writer-director Claire Denis.
The way he made a song for a beloved daughter, I think Stuart is such a poet of love, you know?
Of course, a few minutes earlier, Denis also said,
I have to trust him because I'm afraid of Stuart. It's very difficult to say no to him because he's fierce, you know? He's a frightening guy.
Who, Denis says, sometimes understands her scripts better than she does. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.